You're listening to the audio production of They Came for Freedom, The Forgotten Epic Adventure of the Pilgrims by J. Milbrandt, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Wayne Campbell. For Lily Ami. All these died in faith, and received not the promises, but saw them afar off, and believed them, and received them thankfully, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they had leisure to have returned. But now they desire a better, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed of them to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Hebrews 11:13-16, Geneva Bible. Author's Note. For as many times as we have heard the pilgrim's story, it remains complex, more than I had imagined when I started. As with most history makers, the men and women who set out on the Mayflower voyage had little sense of the monumental, culture-shaping event they had undertaken. For as many people as this story involves, we have relatively few sources of detail. When a group is gripped in a life-or-death struggle for survival, chronicling daily matters is not necessarily one's primary quest. Thankfully, however, we had two men with the foresight to leave parts of the story for generations to come. William Bradford and Edward Winslow, our best sources on the Pilgrim story, were both generally prolific writers. Bradford documented the happenings of the Pilgrims in great detail. For their work, we are grateful. Such sources, however, can be biased. In this case, both men had a purpose to their writing, attracting their friends and families to join them in the new world. Thus, retelling the pilgrim story involves a great deal of discernment and an appreciation for setting. As often as I can, I will let the pilgrims speak for themselves. Still, as with many testimonies, there are two versions, and also the truth. When I write about history, my chief intention is impartiality. I make it my foremost goal to leave out bias. As a lawyer, I try to approach history with some application of an evidentiary standard. I do my best to corroborate stories and present the facts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?